Hey, everybody, this is Steli FD.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about the place of the heart in a company or in a startup.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
Does the heart have a place in business and for you as a startup founder? Here's why I wanted to tackle this weird subject with you, Heaton. This is going to be a funky episode. For all of you that are only interested in the most tactical and practical stuff, this may or may not be useful. But maybe if you don't want to listen to it, maybe it's going to be especially useful to you. We'll see. But here's the reason why I wanted to talk about this with you, Heaton. Recently, I had a discussion with a couple of friends of mine. Most of them are entrepreneurs themselves. And one of them kept repeating this kind of new, mantra in his life or the some big realization that he had recently in his life that he wanted to listen to his heart more. He was like, the mind has been too much of the boss. I just want to listen to my heart and just follow my heart. And we were discussing this topic as if it was absolutely clear what he meant. Eventually, I went, wait a second, guys. When we say follow your heart, when you say follow your heart, I kind of think I understand what you're saying. And we've been talking about the heart, quote unquote, as like an entity that we all talk about as if it's like the most obvious object in this context. But what the fuck do we even mean when we say the heart? When I say follow your heart, what do I mean? What exactly does it, what is the heart? Is that what, is that your soul? Is that your spirit? Is that your subconscious? Is that, what is it? And then we had a epic 3-hour philosophical conversation that made us go in circles at times, that made us all realize that this is a hard question to answer. This is a big concept. And I realized, shit, I've never even thought about my heart for more than, a minute at a time in this kind of context. So obviously, whenever I have a discussion like that leaves me with more questions than answers, I'm like, I need to break this down with my main man, Heaton.
Let's do it.
And so I wanted to ask you, like, do you ever talk about your heart as like an entity that helps you make decisions or that has a place in your world? Is that something that was weird from us? Have you heard other people refer to like follow your heart, do what your heart is saying, I listen to my heart? What do you think does it mean and how does it work in the world of, business and entrepreneurship?
How much time do we have? Yes, I think that there is a heart. There is heart. There is definitely heart. I will not say that there isn't. I feel like most people can't speak from their heart, act from their heart, feel their heart, and live in that sort of space. One of the reasons is we're so caught up in our brains and use our brains a lot, obviously. We use our mind. And there is heart and there's mind. So I think there is, my take on this is there's heart, there's mind, and there's soul. And congruency between the three is what's really important. It's probably the most important thing. And the most esoteric of it, of them all, is soul. Because that has to do with your spiritual, religious beliefs, or lack of, depending on how you view that. Let's just ignore that one. Because I think it's not something that can be objectified, for lack of a better word. and so when you think about your heart and your mind, one of the things that prevents people from bringing their mind into it, taking their mind out of these things and bringing their heart into things, is the fact that they're just caught up in whatever's going on in the world and whatever happened in the past or whatever they want to do in the future. So the one thing I would say that I've experienced in my life that has been really helpful to come from my heart is when I am focused on this moment right now. One of the reasons this podcast, I think, based on what people tell us, is valuable to them is because you and I are focused on the podcast when we're on the podcast, right?
Right.
We are focused on this conversation. We're speaking to each other about a topic that we just want to talk about, just like this one. And we feel like other people should get the benefit of that. I can't talk to you for, however long we talk every week, an hour plus sometimes, about whatever randomly, because we wouldn't make the time for it. We make the time for it. We do it. And one of the reasons it's wonderful and there's no edits and it's raw. And I think people give us, that feedback is because we're in the moment right now. We both prefer that. We're not thinking about anything else. We're not getting caught up in anything else. We're talking about what we're talking about right now. And other people can probably feel that when they listen to us. So to me, the present moment is the way to practice, like one way to practice, like coming from your heart or bringing your heart into things. And I've had definitely very profound experiences that are amazing when I do that. Another thing I do is if I'm going into something and I really want to speak my truth I think the truth isn't in the mind. And that's a big one.
Yeah.
Then I will set an intention before I get into that experience and say, and literally say like, I want this to be the best experience possible and I want to speak my truth and that's what I'm going to do. I did that yesterday for a meeting. It's an important meeting to me. It's one I do relatively regularly, but ad hoc. And I wanted to make sure that it was a great meeting for me and the other person. And so I set the intention myself. And lo and behold, it was a great meeting. Both parties spoke from their heart and we accomplished what we wanted to in that meeting. This is one where I do have a hard time speaking my truth. It's one where I probably have the hardest time speaking my truth with this person. But it's someone who I value doing that with. It's someone who I've made lots of mistakes not doing that. And it's ended up with heartache, literal heartache for me. And so coming from your heart means you're coming from your heart. You're not letting your mind confuse you. And you're having that intention. That's my take on it.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So I could get there's a philosophical side to this that I'm not going to get as much into maybe another time where I'm even trying to unpack for myself. When I speak about the heart, I speak about a certain center of emotions, right? In my being. And I'm not quite sure what the source of that is, right? Because I don't believe it's intuition. To me, intuition is something that's in the gut, right? It's in the belly, and that is very much connected to my brain and maybe my subconscious and this massive database that's giving me a feeling that is sourced from data and information that I can't quite compute consciously. But the heart is a different center of emotion in the body, and I don't know where those emotions come from. I don't think they come from the brain, right? But where do they come from? What is it? That's a big topic, obviously. And if anybody that listens has a theory or can point to places with theories, I'd love to hear it all and read it all. So shoot us an email, steli@close.com and hnchai@gmail.com. But when it comes to like listening to the heart or using the heart, I think that or even setting the intention, as you said, in the present moment, that I'm gonna speak my truth, which means I'm going to acknowledge my truth and live it, right? Speaking it means living your truth in that moment and following your heart in that moment in some way. The reason why that's difficult, I would assume, or the reason I think it is difficult for me when I resist that is because there's always a certain vulnerability that comes with that, right? Saying something that your mind put together that you think sounds right or will get the right response or will be safe to say or whatever is something that's much more disassociated. So if that works or it doesn't work, there's like distance to your emotional control center. But if you open up and you say something that's in your heart, usually that always comes with a certain vulnerability, right? It comes because maybe it's so true and so honest and so raw, we're afraid because putting our heart out there, we can be hurt in ways that are much more impactful to us than putting our brain out there, quote unquote, and getting those ideas rejected or those thoughts that our mind came up with rejected. So I feel like opening up the heart always comes with courage. Like it requires the courage maybe to be in the present moment, to listen to your truth, and then to live your truth in a way that may get you hurt, right? Or that may hurt if it doesn't go, you know, if it's not fully accepted and fully acknowledged. And so in some ways, like I'm getting to the conclusion that like living your true self or listening to your heart means being courageous in the moment. Like I need to, what is like asking myself, what does my heart tell me? It's not always easy for me to answer that question. But another way of asking, I think the same question is what is something that would require courage of me to do right now that I want to do or say that I want to say? What's something that would require me to have more courage than I currently have in this relationship, in this situation, in my business, in my life, in what I have to deal with this challenge or problem or whatever? And that usually, courage to me is a good compass back into the heart. So that's been kind of the experiment that I've been running over the last couple of days, is like asking myself what needs courage in my life, because that is where probably, you know, my heart is speaking out of. But this is such a weird, interesting, compelling topic that doesn't have like a right or wrong, but I found profound to even just contemplate or talk with people I really, really respect, like you. Like just even try to talk about it. Like, what do you think? What's your heart? And do you listen to your heart? And how much of a role does your heart play in certain situations? I had the one friend in that conversation say, it's like the reason Stelly can be so loud and so, his personality can come across kind of so larger than life at certain situations, and people still really can connect with him, is because he doesn't just have a big personality, he also has a big heart. And he like combines, he's not just like super confident in the sales dude, but he's also somebody that is, in his words, like a sweetheart. I'm not sure if I agree with that, but it's just interesting to see kind of what role does the heart play in business or in entrepreneurship. How do we think about our own hearts, and what role do we allow them to play in kind of how we make decisions? I don't know if this is the type of episode that I don't know has an ending, a natural ending. Two tips about the heart. Go.
I think we can end it like this. Like, look, like there are people that are so in their minds that they're listening to this and probably stopped like 30 seconds into it. then there's people that are like, oh, I'm curious, you know, and kind of are all in on it and wanted to hear what we had to say. Then there's people who kind of want to come from their hearts. They want to like figure out what that means for them. And they're probably still listening to this. So, the way I would end this is, if this is a topic you want to hear more about, please email us. These are the kind of topics that we can talk from many multiple facets from. And I think we would enjoy that. And so, you know, think of the email as a vote, right? Even if you just said plus one heart, that's cool. It's stelly@close.com or hnshah, so hnshah @gmail.com. And one day I'll tell the story of why that's my username on Twitter and my email.
Ooh.
So yeah, one day. So email me, email Stelly, and give us a plus one heart if, you know, you want to hear more around this topic of heart. And honestly, we didn't use the L word, but love comes into this pretty quickly. Maybe that's for another day.
Beautiful. That's it from us for this episode.
Thanks a lot.